Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network for another edition of Scout En Route. Reminder to subscribe, like, and share wherever you get your podcasts for the Landry Football Podcast Network. This edition of Scout En Route is going to take a look at the Arizona Cardinals and the Philadelphia Eagles as Philadelphia heads to the desert to play the Cardinals, a hot Eagle team that's playing well, has not played a tough schedule, but they are taking care of business, no doubt. The Cardinals been up and down, getting 6 points in this one. But I got to tell you, the Scout En Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. So it's going to be an interesting matchup with the Eagles playing well and Arizona kind of in a mode where they're not out of the West race, but they don't look like they're strong contenders. They're up and down defensively. Having J.J. Watt healthy is a key, no question. They're getting good edge rush. Philly looks like the best team in the East to most people. They have taken care of business. All you can do is play your schedule in front of you. But I do think this Eagle team hasn't been tested, and I want to see how they handle when they are get tested. Arizona could get their running game going in the next few weeks. Maybe more of Eno Benjamin will help. James Conner can give him some help there. This is a game that you need to watch out for. It's a road game for Philly. It's a game that's going to be a little bit more of a test than which they've seen thus far this year. They're the better-looking team on film, but can they win this environment? The Eagles should be able to take this game, but how much? I will see. I've got some thoughts on what the Eagles need to do to win this game when it may be going away or where they could fall into some trouble. So you may want to check that out at LandryFootball.com as we got more detailed film room analysis of this game, all the NFL games, all the college games, giving you a coaching and scouting perspective. Take advantage of the football season sale today. That'll give you the best information, inside information, and analysis from a coaching and scouting perspective. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Sign that up for wherever you get your podcast. I want to see what our Vegas insider has to say about this game so we can get the route to victory. But let's take a look at the Preciser pick for the Eagles and the Cardinals. Preciser has the Eagles at 59.8% over the Cardinals to win this game. Those percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days leading up to the game. So make sure that you keep checking them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both the casual and seasoned fan together to access the data that has been carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal here is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser has, again, the Eagles at 59.8% over the Cardinals for this game. Up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner, 62.5% success rate, and you can continue to check their numbers at Preciser.io.
This route to victory is presented by Preciser. I'm Sean Cavanaugh, and this is the route to victory in betting the Eagles at Cardinals Week 5 matchup. Now, this is an exciting one on paper. You got the two former Oklahoma quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, going up against Kyler Murray. Two teams going in opposite directions. Eagles going up. Cardinals looking a little bit sketchy as of late. The Eagles, 5.5-point favorites. Opened it there. Stayed steady throughout the week so far. Total 48.5, open 49.5, so a little bit down. And you get the Cardinals plus 195. On the money line. Now, 52% of the public money right now is on Philly for good reason. They're 3-1 against the spread. Obviously, the better team so far, eye test. They've been crushing teams. Got a little bit lucky, we'll say, with the Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence turning the ball over, fumbling 4 or 5 times. They get a good break there, but this still is a really good team. Last undefeated team. All the good reasons that the public money is backing the Eagles. Completely understand it. Can't say I can go against that. If you made me pick this game, I'm taking the 5.5 points. Anything less than a touchdown, I think the Eagles can get it done, relying on the run game of control. But surprisingly, this Eagles team is first in pass offense against Pro Football Focus. So if you kind of want to look at it, so maybe some props, you can look at Jalen Hurts. You know, a lot of times people talk about the rushing props. If he gets a rushing touchdown, you know he can attack with his legs. But I would look at some of the passing props here because the Cardinals are dead last in pass coverage according to those same Pro Football Focus metrics. So first in pass offense, last in pass defense. I think the Eagles are going to be able to move the ball through the air in this one. You want to look at maybe some A.J. Brown props, Dallas Goedert props. If you look at the tight end, as we know, the tight end is always open. I like the Eagles in this game, definitely to cover the 5.5. The total sounds about right, and it's so hard to rely on this Cardinals offense right now. We've seen a lot of them just doing backyard football kinds of things. Kyler Murray bailing them out in situations. Still waiting for Hopkins to come back. They're really banged up on the outside. Their running backs have kind of been injury mill as well. You know, Connor's been banged up. They're putting guys in that haven't been super consistent. It's really been Kyler Murray just keeping this team in games. I don't think he's going to be able to do enough to keep them in this one. This Eagles train is going to keep on rolling. Eagles -5.5. Look at the passing props because that Eagles offense, I think, is going to do a lot through the air against this banged up, poor Cardinals secondary that we've seen hasn't been able to cover much of anyone. So that's the pick, Eagles -5.5. That's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.